Good afternoon. Today is Friday, November 16th, 2018. I have a lot of things in store today, so I'm kind of excited. Although I may not be sounding like I'm just a little bit tired because I had a long night, you know, but I am excited about today. And I would like to thank God for allowing me, you know, to still be here in the land of the living. In fact, I would like to cyberly take all of you by the hand and give God some thanks and some reverence, you know what I mean? Because there are some that have not, you know, even, you know, waking up this morning, you know what I mean? There are some who are still struggling and, you know, struggling to survive, you know what I mean? Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in all kinds of ways, you know what I mean? They're just not sound. They're just not here. They're just not, you know what I mean, altogether. And I would also like to take this time out to lift Kim Porter's family up in prayer, as well as, you know, send my love out for her, because, you know what I mean, we know the devastating news that just recently came over the, you know, what you call it, that happened in the past few days or whatever. So I would like to send my love out to Diddy, you know, let him know that he's not alone in this, and let him know that, you know what I mean, there's love, and let her family know that there's love and support out here for her. And I am so sorry that what has happened has happened. No one wants to lose any loved ones, but let's all cyberly join hands and reverence God, as well as give a moment of silence in honor of Kim Porter and all the other people who are, you know, are not here, you know what I mean, with us anymore. So this is going all around the world. Thank you. I felt that. I thank you, God. Again, like I mentioned, you know, today's Friday. I'm very excited about it. And again, I failed to mention, but this is Just Divine with another episode of Just. I'm sorry. See, I'm kind of messed up today. But this is with another episode of The Real OLL Show, The Real Out Loud Lover. And as you all can see, I think I'm loving a little bit too hard. It's never, you can never love too much, but I know that there's a lot of stuff on my mind or whatever. I can't even get my own, you know, script together or whatever. And I usually read so that I can't, you know, make any mistakes or whatever. But I'm just so excited about a lot of things or whatever. So I will, you know, be going off script, and I will be just, you know, all up in the air, whatever, which it does happen, as I mentioned on my segment yesterday, as far as, you know, with mental, not only with just mental illness, but just, you know, just being a person, just being a human, you know what I mean? Sometimes we're not so perfect, and sometimes things just, you know what I mean, just, they just come out with your ways or whatever, so we got to reach out and grab them when we can or whatever, you know? So, but then too, mental illness is nothing to be taken lightly, because anyone can be suffering from that. So I just put it like this. We're human, and this is how it goes for us. Anyway, I want to thank you again for joining me, for listening to me or whatever. And as I did mention, you know, we all do know this is Friday, and we know what happens on Fridays, right? Let me get into my reading. As we all know, this is Friday, and I am so excited, as I know many of you are. It's the weekend. It's time to rest. It's time to chill. It's time to party, etc. Whatever it is that you do, do it and enjoy your weekend, but do it safely. I know many have coined the phrase Freaky Friday, so I wanted to name my episode something a little different, you know. I know people have had freestyle, etc., etc. Well, this is free, so we're going to go with Freedom Friday. Freedom. We are free to do what we will. Free to do what we want. Free to do, you know, what it is that make, you know, us happy and entertaining, enjoying, etc. You know what I mean? The reason why I mentioned that is because, you know, a lot of times, you know, we may start out with our craft one particular way, and then maybe somewhere down the line or whatever, we switch it up or whatever, whatever, you know. And they have a term for that. It's called rebranding, you know. And I have rebranded myself several times, and I'm not ashamed to mention it, you know. But anyway, you know, I read a comment by someone on Instagram, I think it was yesterday. Anyway, you know, saying some things or whatever, whatever, and I won't get all into that. But I just want to say, it's like, in response to that, it's like, well, I don't mean no harm, you know what I mean? And although I do practice love, although I do preach love, but I'm still an artist. So don't let these different approaches in me, you know what I mean, dictate your perspective about me. You know what I'm saying? Don't let it judge. Don't let it make you judge me, however. You know what I'm trying to say? And that's just what it is, you know what I mean? But even not being an artist, you know what I mean? Everyone has a different character at different times. There, you cannot tell me, even for people who, and I'm not on script right now, even for people who are in church or quote unquote religious fact, they are not the same people all the time. You understand? I know by experience. I mean, I used to be a devout, if you will, church goer, spiritualist, you know what I mean? I mean, I was full force, you know. But if something made me angry, I'm going to be angry. I'm going to react to that. I'm going to respond to that or whatever. So it's a lot of time we can't hold our tongue. We can't catch ourselves, you know what I mean? And that's just life. But anyway, people, do not judge each other. That's the reason why we can't grow today, because we're so busy judging one another. We're so busy looking at the fault instead of looking at the, I can't find a good word for that. But anyway, instead of looking at, you know what I mean, where we have, you know, accomplished good, or we have, you know what I mean, made a success, where we have done some well, you know what I mean? There's always some, you know, some something negative. Someone always have to say something, you know what I mean? And, you know, some people can even mean well by saying those things. But when you say certain things, you don't know how the next person will receive them. You get it? So a lot of times, I know it's easier said than done, where they say, you know, just mind your business, worry about you, worry about yourself. Well, that's not always easy, but you know what I mean, as much as you can, you know what I mean, practice that, you know. So let me get back into my reading. I'm so sorry, y'all. But anyway, as I mentioned, I do want to call this Freedom Friday, so that we, like I said, we're free to do what we will or whatever. In fact, now I'm on script. In fact, going forward, each Friday will be just that. Freedom Fridays here on the OLL show. And any random topic can hit the table for discussion. We mostly have fun on Friday. So in honor of Craig, aka Ice Cube, on Friday, this is our day off. So I will, you know, actually share some poetry, some lyrics that I have written, you know, pertaining to like maybe some songs or whatever, you know what I mean? Just some readings, period, you know. Now, I want to ask, what is a party without others invited, right? If y'all agree, I know y'all can't see y'all, but I know y'all got your hands up, right? So, I invite you all that are under the sound of my voice, as well as my listeners, supporters, etc., to be a part of my broadcast. Feel free, excuse me. Well, should I say a part of my party? But feel free to contact me either by Instagram, which is at the real OLL. That's at T-H-E-R-E-A-L underscore OLL. Or you can reach me on Twitter at prettybaby81275. Pretty baby, one word, 81275. So, of course, it all go together. Or you can find me on Facebook by searching Big Mama Savage, Just Yvonne, or any of these, you know, outlets or platforms or whatever that may host me, which is Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, etc., 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 you know what I mean? So we're gonna get this party started right. So come in when you know what I mean, when you think it's feasible for yourself. I'm not gonna be angry. I'm just gonna join the party, you know what I mean? And it's much love, it's much love, it's much love. But anyway, like I was, now I'm off script right now. But like I was mentioning, you know what I mean? I'm an artist, you know what I mean? developing, still developing, you know what I mean? And no matter, you know, we don't know how many times that excuse me we don't know how many times that it will take before we get it right. But the thing is to keep on trying, to keep on going at it until you do get it right, or as you perfect it. Excuse me, I need to drink some water. Anyway, you know, I was listening to a couple of episodes, by 407 Live, which is Cali Boy Jones, and I just really enjoyed it. I actually got some of my motivation from him today, you know, because he did ask the question, like, if things don't go the way that we plan, can we still stay focused? Are we still going to continue on in our strive, you know, etc.? And it's like, of course, that question, you know, is a really good question, and it's a real good point, because it's like I said, you know what I mean? We do face some things that do knock us off, you know what I mean? And if we are serious about our craft, if we are serious about what it is that we want or whatever, we're going to find a way to get that ball back and keep it rolling. We're going to find a way to get back on track, you know what I mean? So, even though we may face some things that may want us to, you know, that make us want to give up, you know, but if we, again, like I said, have that determination, we're gonna get it back, you know. So things do happen, whatever. I did want to share some, like I said, some reading, maybe some song, etc., you know what I mean. I'm gonna keep this thing, you know what I mean, before I get over into my other side, as we say, so goon like, etc., you know what I mean. I did want to read something that's a little bit different from there. I, you know, start writing this song or whatever. And, again, like I said, with all the stuff that's going on in the world today, you know, we definitely need to, spread more love. We need to be, you know, I won't just say, you know, more positive, because actually your positive is your positive. You know what I'm saying? You can get on the mic and you can rip it up, and that's positive to you. You know what I mean? You can hooty hooty hoo and goo 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 and the wet t-shirt and this and that or whatever. Fuck your girl, this and that or whatever. And that's positive to you. And that's fine. You know what I mean? That's you. But if that's what worked for you, then do it or whatever. And that's why I say all the time, you know, people just need to stop judging one another. You know what I mean? And focus on the good more so than the bad, you know what I mean? Because it's easy to point the finger and say what wrong someone else is doing, you know what I mean? But how about giving some compliment? How about giving some praise? How about, you know what I mean? First of all, consider what it is that you would want to hear. Do you want someone nagging at you all the time? Do you want somebody, you know what I mean, judging you for what you do or whatever? You know what I mean? It's either like my mom would say, or like everyone's mom, I'm sure, would say, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have anything good to say, don't say nothing at all, you know? And that's just what it is, you know? Oh, I can't even find what it is that I wanted to read. Oh my God. It's always something. Oh, I found it. Excuse me. We all do know. Well, we all may not know. But I know, you know. I don't have the singing voice, and I mentioned it, you know, I mean, over and over again or whatever. However, the song is in my soul. You know how they tell you when you go to church, oh, it don't matter what you sound like, just sing to God, just sing to God. Well, okay, yeah, yeah. Well, I know I'm singing to God, because of course God hear me, and God is the one who put it in me, you know? Amen. This ain't church, but can I get one? Anyway, excuse me, y'all. I just had to do something right quick. But anyway, I'm just singing, you know what I mean? Because this is what's in my spirit, what's in my soul, or whatever, you know what I mean? Like I said, I want to send love out throughout the whole world, throughout to the universe, you know what I mean? So I'm just going to do a little something. I don't have no melodies or anything like that or whatever, so I'm going to go off, do the best I can. Send some love. First of all, I'm so kind of mixed up here. The title of the song is Send Some Love. And I was actually inspired to write this song by an artist named Gnarly Sin, who is here in Atlanta, Georgia, whatever. When I heard that name, I'm like, oh, Send Some Love. That's so beautiful. She's on Instagram at Gnarly Sin, I want to say. Or Send Some Love, which is C-Y-M SUMLUV. Send some love. CYNSUMLUV. All right, let me get back to this. Send some love. Send love, send love, send love, send love, send love to the people. Send love, send love, send love, send love. Everybody is equal. Send love, send love, send love, send love, send love everywhere. Send love, send love, send love, send love. Show the people that you care and send love, send love, send love, send love. To the boys and girls, send love, send love, send love, send love. All over the world, send love, send love, send love, send love. To the universe and send love, send love, send love, send love. Everybody is hurting, send love, send love, send love, send love. From the bottom of your heart and send love. Send love, send love, send love. Every day it gets harder. Send love, send love, send love, send love. Send love, send love, send love. Send love, send love, send love. Send love, send love, send some love. Send some 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 love, send love, send love. Send love. Send love, send love to the people in America. Send love, send love, send love, send love to the people in Jamaica. Send love, send love, send love, send love to the people in Africa. Send love, send love, send love, send love to the I messed up. I was doing real good. Oh my God, my show is going to be kind of crappy, but hey, it is what it is. Freedom Friday, we are free to make mistakes. Hello. Anyway, and that was that, you know what I mean? Actually, I'm not finished. And like I said, I do, you know, need some melodies or whatever. So, and actually, that was kind of like just a heart print, if you will, you know what I mean? So anyway, if there are anyone out there or any people out there who feel that, you know what I mean, they would be honored or however to collab with me, then, you know, feel free to contact me even on that note, you know, because I'm always writing, I'm always influencing, I'm always trying to grow, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's better when, you know, it's other people who want to grow with you or whatever, but if not, you know what I mean, sometimes, like, we all have to walk alone, you know, and that's how it is. But anyway, I feel good. Today is Friday. I'm ready to celebrate. You know what I mean? I won't mention exactly what I have in store, but just know that it's a good Friday for me. And I'm quite sure. Well, I can't say quite sure, but I hope that it's a good Friday for you all as well. You know what I mean? Again, I can't stop showing love or whatever. That's just what it is. And I'm so glad that it's in me. And I'm so glad that I can freely do it now because, you know, it has not always been so easy. But, you know what I mean, and now is the time, you know, that's all I can say, now is the time, or whatever. So anyway, again, if you all, you know, feel like you want to, you know, speak with me more, whatever, you want to hear more of what I got, do some things with me, some projects, look up, well, let's work on some projects, you know what I'm saying, let's link up, let's do some shows together, let's do whatever, you know what I mean, let's do this together, you know what I mean, it's the real OLL, and I don't have a problem with loving out loud, it's just what it is, or whatever, we need more of that anyway, you know. So, for the listeners, etc., supporters, if you will, drop me that 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star, and again, as I always mention, that 10 stars, if it's possible, you know, I love it, you know what I mean, I love to entertain people, I love, you know what I mean, to just do my thing or whatever, and if there's anything that you have in, like, a special request, anything that you would like to discuss, feel free, you know what I mean, I'm here, I'm available, and I would like to have people to join in with me, so do hit me back, and we're gonna take it from there, whatever. Let me get back to doing what I gotta do or whatever. Ah, today is Friday. What's the song? Thank God it's Friday. I wish I had some Friday music here. I don't have no Friday music with me. I'm so sorry, y'all. But anyway, y'all have a blessed day and enjoy your weekend. And again, this is Just Yvonne with the Real OLL Show. And I am so pleased to be able to come and entertain you all. And you know what I mean? To speak to the people abroad again. Kim Porter, let's pray for her family. Keep her lifted. Keep her, you know, family in our prayers. You know what I mean? keep it positive, keep it pretty, and keep it moving, as I always say. You know, Diddy, we love you. Much love. Shouts out to you, whatever, the family, etc. The kids, the twins, oh my God, I see a picture of them earlier. They're so beautiful. They're so beautiful. And I feel so bad for them because, you know, them losing their mom as well as the other kids, you know what I mean? And it's sad, you know, it's sad. So, but anyway, I'm going to keep them lifted or whatever. And with that being said, peace out.